When a suicide occurs, the effects can be far-reaching, as well as those directly affected, such as family, friends, and other people who knew the person. Communities can also be impacted and often want to act to prevent further deaths, as well as support those who are grieving. In a public setting, the way a suicide is discussed is important and should be handled with care. So what are some of the things we should consider when thinking about community conversations about suicide? Here's Alex Culloden, Project Officer at the Hunter Institute of Mental Health.
We know that research suggests that when the news of suicide is given or a specific death is talked about in public settings, that there is a chance that some people can be upset or negatively affected. And so while the death should not be kept a secret, it's really important that some consideration is given to how it is talked about, by whom, with whom, and in what setting. So for example, in a setting such as a workplace or school, it might be helpful to involve support services. And that may include the school counselling service or an employee assistance program in a workplace, or to collaborate with a service that specialises in supporting communities following a suicide, as well as considering how the timing, setting and format of these conversations might take place, so smaller groups in classrooms or work teams. In the case of a public setting such as a community forum, things like appropriate language and level of detail should be considered for the sake of vulnerable community members or people who may be affected by the conversations occurring. So having appropriate speakers, as well as known and respected facilitator with understandings of grief and loss, being culturally inclusive and providing counsellors or other support people are also important considerations. When we think about conversations that are occurring online, you may also want to consider monitoring social media pages of the person who died in consultation with the family, in case there are inappropriate comments posted which may require moderation or a response. And you can also promote useful help-seeking information and links to support services there.
To find out more and to access a large range of information and tips about how to talk about suicide in a safe and effective way, visit conversationsmatter.com.au.
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.